There are lots of different kinds of leadership. In a season in which we are just beginning to choose who our leaders are, even though it's been going on for a long time, we're really only beginning now. This may shock you, but no votes have yet been cast. We're reminded that there are leaders who lead us with artistry, who lead us with song, who lead us with words, who lead us by example, and some who combine all of those. This morning in the Torah portion, God tells Moshe who he is. Ehyeh asher ehyeh, I am that I am. But God only does that after Moses challenges him, because part of leadership is challenging. Fighting preconceptions, breaking boundaries. And then Moses goes back to the people and he's ready to lead them, because now he understands his mission. And part of what makes Moses Moses is that the mission actually is not about him. Moses wants to liberate the Israelites, but not so that he can be famous, but so the Israelites can be free. It's why, more than anyone else in the Torah, when God is angry at Israel, Moses defends Israel. When Israel misbehaves, Moses defends God. Because Moses is not on the side of Moses, he's on the side of right. You may remember that when he leaves Pharaoh's palace, the first thing he sees is an Egyptian beating a Jew, and he intervenes. Then he sees two Jews quarreling, and he intervenes. And then he runs off to Midian and sees Midianites fighting, and there he intervenes, because for Moses, it doesn't matter whether it's a non-Jew oppressing a Jew, it's Jews fighting, it's non-Jews fighting, it's an issue of justice. He wants to be a blessing, in the words of the beautiful song you just heard. Remember, that's what it comes from. Lech Lecha is what God speaks to Abraham and Sarah, and he says the nations of the world will be blessed through you. I don't want to tell you, now that the election cycle is beginning, you should be for this candidate or that candidate. We all have our choices of people we want, and probably even more decisively, people we don't want. But I can tell you what our tradition teaches to look for in a leader, who will be a blessing, who is for right and not for him or herself, who has a vision. Now, there are different kinds of leaders. Chaim Weizmann and Theodore Herzl were different kinds of leaders. Isaiah Berlin, who was Chaim Weizmann's secretary for a while before he became a professor of philosophy, he said, Herzl had one kind of vision. He knew exactly what he wanted and nothing would stop him. He said, Weizmann, on the other hand, Weizmann was the most charming man who ever lived. He would listen to everybody. He would talk to anyone. He would convince you of things you thought you couldn't be convinced of. Whereas Herzl would just tell you what had to be, Weizmann would listen until gradually you discovered you agreed with him. Different kinds of leaders. One used humor. One used vision alone. But both of them wanted more than anything else to be a blessing. Last night we had a service in honor of Martin Luther King. And I talked about the fact that this summer for Limud, I'm going to be teaching in South Africa. And so I've been reading some of the literature of South Africa, and in particular, I read a novel by Alan Pate whose most famous love novel was Cry the Beloved Country, which is an extraordinary book. But in another one of his novels, he tells the following story. He says, once there was a black and a white anti-apartheid activist, and they were talking, and one of them said, you know, if you keep in this struggle, you will be scarred. And the other one said to him, in my mind, I imagine one day that I will go before the big judge, and he will say to me, where are your scars? And if I say to him, I have no scars, he'll say, why? Was there nothing worth fighting for? We know how much there is worth fighting for. I hope that we can look back in our history, learn from it, understand both who to be and who to choose. What fights are noble and which are base? What causes demand our energy and which ones are not worth our time? We're entering a new year. If we're going to be a blessing, then I hope this year will bring us health, happiness, peace, and also the wounds and scars of noble causes. May you also have a year in which you and the people you choose will fight for the right things. Shabbat shalom.